This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ann Carrick. It happened again. A fourth unidentified object is shot down by U.S. fighter jets, this time over Lake Huron. It follows an unidentified object flying over Canada shot down yesterday in a joint effort by the U.S. and Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau explains why yesterday's was shot down.
It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft. So I give the order to take it down.
This is the fourth object to be shot down in the last week, the first being off the coast of South Carolina, the others over Alaska and Canada. 6 days after massive earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the search continues for survivors. Virginia Task Force 1 member John Morrison spoke with Fox News Live from Turkey.
We specialize in collapsed reinforced concrete and deeply entombed victims, and that's what we're doing right now, working several sites around the clock in order to rescue those victims. And we have confidence that if there are live victims in these rubble piles, we will be able to find them.
Turkish officials arrested several local contractors, blaming them for constructing buildings too weak to withstand Monday's twin earthquakes. Getting finances in order at a federal level is a hot topic. Republicans would like to curb government spending. Democrats are pushing back. Congressman James Comer, the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, on ABC's This Week.
It's very disappointing that the president and Chuck Schumer would continue to try to scare seniors. These are important programs to everyone. There's bipartisan support for Social Security and Medicare. If anything, we need to shore those programs up. They're running out of money.
The Treasury Department says it's taking extraordinary measures to keep paying the nation's bills. 12 suspected terrorists are dead following a U.S. airstrike in Somalia. U.S. Africa Command says 48 al-Shabaab fighters were killed this year in four different operations. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border continues to put pressure on border states. Arizona Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs talked about college for so-called Dreamers on Fox News Sunday.
Our plan to create this scholarship program for Dreamers is right in line with Arizona voters who overwhelmingly passed a provision in this last election to provide in-state tuition for Dreamers.
There were almost 600,000 migrant encounters at the Arizona border in fiscal year 2022. One Texas city is allowing its teen curfew to expire.
Public curfews for minors have been on the books one way or another in the city of Fort Worth, Texas, for more than a century. The first may have been as far back as 1897. More recently, since 1994, it has been known as a teen curfew. Nobody 17 or younger could be out and about during late night to early morning in Fort Worth. The ordinance comes up for renewal every so often, but with it lapsing today, there's been no effort to renew it. City officials say the Texas legislature could soon pass a bill repealing a city's authority to enforce a children's curfew. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Counting calories is probably not a good idea at a Super Bowl party. Fox's Jeff Manasso.
America's top Super Bowl foods include meatballs, chips, and wings. But it may all depend on where you live. According to a bid on equipment survey of top Googled snacks compiled from each state, meatballs are the top game day food in Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Wyoming. Chicken wings, the most popular football food in seven states: Illinois, Maryland, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Virginia. The survey shows Denver tops the list of cities with the healthiest snack searches, followed by Seattle, D.C., Portland, and Baltimore, with New York, L.A., Houston, Phoenix, and San Antonio leaning more toward delicious junk foods on this Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.